Good evening, you're listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative and all that kind of stuff. And tonight, well, I've started the show with a track by Covenant, and the last show I ended with a track by Covenant. I ended with a really old track from Covenant off, I think, United States of Mind, so we're talking back to 1999-2000 there. And I've started tonight's show with a track off their recently released new album, Modern Ruin, that came out, about a week and a half ago, just not quite in time for me to get hold of a copy for last week's show. fortnight ago show, the last show indeed. And there you go, that's Judge of My Domain from Covenant's latest album. And I've got to say, Covenant, you've disappointed me a little bit. I've listened to this album a couple of times now, two or three times, tried to get my head around it, and unless it's a real grower, it hasn't jumped on me yet. There's a couple of really strong tracks, one of which is Lightbringer, which we've already heard. You released that as a single. This one, Judge of My Domain, another great track, and I can just imagine that getting remixed for club dance floors, but it works gracefully as it is at the moment. But there's very little else for me on this album so far. Now, I may come to regret saying that. I may turn around in 2 or 3 months' time and go, actually, it's a massive grower. It doesn't bite you straight away, but it's an awesome album. I may say that, but at my moment, my current judgment on the Covenant album is it's not that great. It's just a bit too wishy-washy, kind of like half of their previous album. So it's just, I don't know. Come on. Covenant, we know you can do better. Please do better, or surprise me in 6 months' time. Anyway, I'm going to waffle too much, so I think I'll just carry on with some tunes. I'm going to carry on with a very nice surprise came along this week, which was a new material from Ghost and Writer. I've got some news about them that I'll go through in a little bit, but for the moment, this is a track you can download from the Dependent website, dependent.de. If you go down there and look for something to do with Ghost and Writer, you'll find a link to this track. It's called Man on a Wire.
making sense. I got no defense. I lost all pretense for you.
was Minded a Box with Crossroads from their third album, Crossroads. Before that, we had me varying things up a little, going to a random point in time with Mesh with Only Better, the gritty mix from the Only Better CD single. And before that, we had Ghost and Writer with Man on a Wire, available from the Dependent website. Now, the news I said in the last gap about Ghost and Writer is there is news that they've worked on a certain amount of material, and it's just getting round to getting released. It's going to be their debut album's going to be released on January the 28th. That track is from that debut album. And as with virtually every project Frank Spinnith's involved in, I'm pretty excited to hear about this. So, new material with the awesome voice of Frank Spinnith of Seabound is great to hear. But when that's combined with some extra news along the lines of Seabound are also announcing they've been working on new material and they're going to have a fourth studio album this year. I am so looking forward to that as well. It's been way back till, I think, 2006 we had Double Crosser released from then, and to be honest, the only things that have been released in the meantime are a live album and a rarities. So there's not really been any proper new material since 2006 from Seabound, and certainly nothing for a good couple of years from Ghost and Writer. So all this at once, we've got all this to look forward to. Ghost and Writer coming out sometime later this month, well, 28th apparently, but we'll see when I can get my hands on it. And at some point this year, Seabound material. So, oh, I'm a very excited person about all that. What else have I got information-wise? Now I'm kind of running down the news. I might as well continue, haven't I? We've got the full lineup of the Resistance Festival in April at Corporation in Sheffield has been announced. I think there was one band missing last time. I'm going to run through the whole lot and see if you can guess which one it was, see if you can spot it. On Saturday, the 2nd of April, we have the Gothicals C/A/T, or CAT, or Chaos and Terror, depending what name you want to call them, XP8, Modulate, Fade Ahead, and Suicide Commando. And then on the Sunday, the 3rd of April, we have XRX, Deviant UK, Einsenfunk, Sam, Caustic, Covenant, and And1. Looking at that list, that's mainly a list of bands I've played on this show. And the new one was, of course, Fade Ahead. Not a massive surprise he's coming over to play Sheffield. He's played Sheffield a good number of times. Always goes down well. It'll be good to see him playing some more stuff off the Black Friday album, because I think that was all kind of just a bit new. It wasn't quite finalised. It hadn't come out the last time he played around these parts. I think that was playing way back at Deviate Fest in York last year. Also for the Resistance Festival, there's been some DJs announced, and there's a big list. I won't go through the whole lot, but it's well worth mentioning that both Glenn and Jilly Woo from the Wendy House are both DJing at that festival, which is so nice to say. You know, it's a load of bands I've played, and it's a couple of guests I've had on the show before as well, so it's really nice to see this kind of local thing going on. And also, tangenting back to where I said Fade Ahead played at the Deviate Fest in York last year, there's going to be a Deviate Fest this year. The details are slowly being leaked through. There's not much point in me running down them yet, because it's a good few months in the future, but there is one thing that put a big smile on my face when I read it this week, which was Mandroid have been announced to be playing Deviate Fest. I was completely convinced they'd called it a day after Infest, but it seems, you know, if you're a time-travelling cyborgs from the future, there's nothing stopping you reforming, or indeed playing before you've broken up, I guess. That's the kind of pattern that you get from Mandroid anyway. It will be wrong, it will be silly, it will be fun. So there you go, that's the news, really. There's lots of other stuff coming along, but I'll basically run down gigs and clubs and stuff in a minute. What I'm going to do now is continue with a different kind of pace of music. This is going a bit more trad. Here's a band called The War. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was the fantastic Rhombus with Timeless and Elegance from their Anywhere EP. And before that, we had The Wars with Succubus from Advanced Electronics Volume 8. A bit more kind of trad-sounding from The Wars than I expected from Advanced Electronics Volume 8, but still incredibly good stuff. And I just thought I'd go for a bit more less harsh electronic segment there. Yes. Right, now time to run down the gigs, clubs and stuff like that happening, well, in the local area. And to start with, we've got this coming Saturday the 29th of January, we have Carpe Noctem here in Bradford at the Zoo Bar. The Carpe crowd have got a couple of bands on for us. They've got Devilishly Presley, supported by the Bad Taste Barbies. That runs from 8:30pm till 3am and is free entry. So more information can be found at www.gothamnorth.co.uk there. What else have we got? We've got Return to the Batcave is also happening on Saturday the 29th of January. This is at the Cockpit in Leeds, and that runs from 11pm till 3am, £5 on the door. And the information on that I found by searching Batcave on Facebook. What else? Ooh, the following Friday we have Nakmar, Uberbite and Command and Control playing the Corporation in Sheffield. That's £12 in advance and doors 7pm. And also on the Saturday at the Corporation we have Memmaker, supported by ESA, and possibly another support for that. That's Saturday the 5th, and that's £8 in advance and doors 7pm for that one. Both of those, you can find more information at corporation.org.uk. Also Saturday the 5th of February there in Leeds, there is Flock, the famous night that came from the Friday Flock, but is now on Saturday. So that's Saturday the 5th of February, Flock at the Library in Leeds. Now this is its birthday party. I think it's 7 now. I think it may have had a little break, but it's definitely 7 now. 7th birthday party, so there's a sinful theme. So if you want to get dressed up in some kind of devilishly or sinful way, that will go down a treat. That runs from 9pm till 2am, £4 before midnight, and more information can be found by going to sheepish.net or searching for Flock on Facebook. What else? Oh, running on to the following week after that, Friday the 11th of February, there's Exaltation at the Cellar Bar of the Bradford Playhouse. That's £2 in and 10pm till 2am that runs, and search for Exaltation on Facebook and you'll find information on that. And on Saturday the 19th of February, we have Deviant UK playing Bradford Rios. So that's doors 7:30 and £7, I believe, on the door. More information at rioslive.com for that one. And also that Saturday is the Wendy House over in Leeds at the Student Union, at the University's Student Union. That runs from 10pm till 3am. £5 on the door, and more information at thewendyhouse.org.uk. So when you think that, over that's covered like almost next month, it's next 3 or 4 weeks, there's a lot going on, there's loads to do. So when next time someone tells me they don't know where to go or what to do, I'll go and listen to my show, look at the same Facebook groups and news sites I do. There's always stuff going on. It may be hidden in a small bar around the corner from the main path, but there's usually something somewhere and it's not too far away, and it can always be a lot of fun. Right, I'm going to continue now again with something from the Electronic Saviors album. I haven't trotted this out in a few months. This is a band called Acumenation.
Thank you.
You heard their Fade Ahead with Baby Firefly from Sammy's latest release, which is Black Friday. Before that, we had Straftans with Turbo from Advanced Electronics Volume 8, a great little compilation that. And before that, we had Acumen Nation with The Juice of Rotted Fruit from the Electronic Saviors compilation, which is a, I was going to say great little compilation, but it's a packed, massive compilation, four CDs plus stuff to download. And from what I hear, there's a plan on making a second one of those, which is definitely a good thing. Can't do with without more decent compilations like that, where you just get brilliant versions of stuff you've heard and new versions of stuff you haven't. Anyway, that's just me waffling by the sounds of it, so I'm going to continue with the tunes. Here's a fairly oldish tune, well, not that old really, but it's not brand spanking new. We're looking forward to the album from Sebastian Comar. This is Comar Commando with Das.
Welcome to Das. Welcome to Das.
was Komar Commando with Das Unz from the Das EP, and I really should go and check when the Komar Commando album is due out. It's got to be soon. It must be sometime early this year, so I'll double-check on that and get back to you on the next show. As usual, I'm running out of time, but I just want to say thanks for listening, and I'll be back in a fortnight with, well, more of the same, or, well, slightly different, won't be exactly the same, more varied, interesting stuff of this style. And I'm going to leave you tonight with a track I've not played in quite a while. This is a side project of Andy Lepogua from Combi Christ or Icon of Coil or whatever else he's been in. This is when he did an electro album under the name Scandi, and this is Crush on a Robot. So see you in a fortnight.